He is known as the Chocolate King in Ukraine, having built a fortune on confectionery. But Petro Poroshenko is no stranger to politics. He was a regular speaker at Kiev's Independence Square at the height of the recent protest, denouncing corruption and calling for membership of the European Union. Orisia Lutsevich is at the London-based Policy Institute, Chatham House.
He became so popular during the recent protest because he was giving some kind of confidence in terms of his direct action and also because he was not affiliated with the existing political parties.
Poroshenko has received the backing of opposition leader and former boxer Vitali Klitschko. In an interview, Poroshenko pledged to build on Ukraine's revolution.
It was born the new country. It was born the new people. But unfortunately, it left old politician. And I tried to do my best that the politician, the government, the authorities, and the president be adequate to the new people from the revolution.
Poroshenko played a big role in the Orange Revolution in 2004, alongside his now rival Yulia Tymoshenko, becoming foreign minister under then-president Viktor Yushchenko. He built his fortune on the back of his giant chocolate company, Rochen, alongside media and manufacturing interests. Observers say he is cultivating an image as a safe pair of hands.
You can come here in a very safe, in a very nice country, with a very experienced labor, with a very effective cheap cost for the creation of the businesses, and the only obstacle for doing that is the corruption. That's why is it a top priority during the modernization.
His status as a self-made billionaire sets him apart from Ukraine's other business elites, who are often seen as corrupt, says Orisia Lutsevich of Chatham House.
He has good understanding of the way international financial markets are working, and he is on good term basis with a lot of Western politicians. But also, you know, he is somebody who understands Russia, because he's doing a lot of his business with the confectionery and sugar industries are in Russia.
But Poroshenko's relations with the Kremlin are poor, says Russia specialist Andrew Foxall of analyst group the Henry Jackson Society.
His Russian confectionery business was subject to trade sanctions and embargoes by the Russian government. The business lost an awful lot of money. He lost an awful lot of money. More recently, Poroshenko's assets in Russia have been targeted.
Poroshenko has said he will never accept Russia's forceful annexation of Crimea. Russia has deployed tens of thousands of troops along the Ukrainian border. Whoever wins the May 25th election, victory will mark just the beginning of the daunting challenges that face Ukraine's next leader. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.